It's a good day to get gone.
Thursday.
We've always wondered. What's down
it's the 30th of January, and the top stories of the day are the bill of fare on the Good Day program with extra added ingredients thrown in for good measure. And the measurers are me, Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is at the ready when it comes to your comments on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, 888-302-3684. Sometimes we take your calls live on the air. Sometimes we record them for use later on. Sometimes we use some of the calls from some of the programs that Kenny monitors in order to get to the opinion side of what's happening. Facts, yes. Information, yes. The best of conversation, well, that's what we try for here. In terms of issues, State of the Union would probably be the big one for this week. And as a result of what happened, I don't know whether it's a result of the lack of enthusiasm for what was said. It depends on which side of the aisle you're on or how you view the president. He's hitting the road anyway to speak in Wisconsin and Tennessee today, pushing the policies that he presented directly to the public. I always get a kick out of these, Kenny, because the crowds are always hand-picked. It's just, why would you send somebody on the road? Let's just have some posed circumstances in Washington or someplace where it doesn't cost so much to fly around. And it doesn't make any difference who the president is. These things are always staged, right? There's not like some random group of people who are invited into a room. It's always by invitation only when whether it's the president, mostly president, vice president, sometimes some other people who are considered to be, quote-unquote, important. But it's all arranged. So he has, as he looks at the poll results, he's got to be wondering, okay, what are we doing here? Less than half of the country had a very positive reaction to the State of the Union. 32% said, eh, okay. 22% didn't like it at all. Some of the items the president outlined, in case you weren't listening to us talk about it yesterday or other people talk about the thing from stem to stern, a new federal retirement savings account called MyRA, My Retirement Account, would essentially be a savings bond with a guaranteed return and no risk of losing whatever is put in. That's something to think about, right? Two, the elimination of $4 billion in subsidy for fossil fuel industries. Okay? That doesn't sit poorly with me. It sits well with me. I'd like to see the same thing happen for subsidies for big agribusinesses that don't need it either, so the smaller family farms could get it. Equal pay for women? Yes. Hard to argue with that. Did you know that women make 77 cents for every dollar a man makes? And in many circumstances, that's the reason women are hired. I've talked about that in the last month or two, three or four times, I think. Number four, new fuel standards for American trucks to help reduce oil imports. That's bogus because, first of all, we are making enough oil pretty much in this country to be self-sufficient at the moment. So that's a red herring. It has to do with the environmental and in general, having an environmental outlook, environmental agenda is okay, but in this circumstance, it's the same as has happened to the construction industry. And I'll tell you, those of you who do not realize this, here's what's going on. This sort of goes with the federal wage. You know, he said anybody that's doing business with the feds, one of the things that didn't come out in the conversation yesterday, a lot of people don't know this, that most of the contractors, most of the people who are doing business with the federal government have to usually agree to, especially on bid jobs, and most all the stuff is supposed to be bid, right? They have to pay whatever the union wage is, especially in construction work. They have to agree to pay the union wage. So the circumstances that present itself, for example, he talked about cafeteria workers. If you're feeding our soldiers, you ought to be making $10.10 an hour. All right, that may or may not be accurate. The essence, however, of this fuel standards for trucks, there have been new fuel standards that have been put into place for construction equipment. And federal jobs have required that the new equipment or certified equipment be used on the job, which has cost the taxpayer hundreds of billions of dollars for these public jobs, because many of the contractors have equipment that is very serviceable, very usable. It may be 10 years old, maybe 20 years old, but it doesn't meet the fuel standards. So instead of being able to use older equipment and bid the job at a cheaper price, now the requirement is that you have to have these new pieces of equipment that meet the standard. And if you don't, you can't bid the job. And if that's the case, you know what a new, for example, a new Cat excavator 321, do you know what one of those costs? Kenny, you have any idea what a Caterpillar 321 excavator costs new?
I wouldn't even know what to guess.
All right. It's about $500,000, 400 and something thousand. Same piece of equipment that maybe, I'm going to know this because I have some of this equipment, same piece of equipment to do the same thing that is 20 years old, that may have 8,000 hours. I have very light hours on these excavators that I have, and they're worth maybe $45,000, $50,000. So they're one-tenth the cost. They do the same work, but because the fuel standards are not the same, they can't be used. They can be used on private jobs, but they can't be used on public jobs that the federal government has any money in. So what do you think that's doing to the American tax dollar and the base? And this is the kind of stuff that is done willy-nilly by these people who are over the top. They're soldiers in the reform movement. We're going to fix the air. That isn't the way to fix the air. I'm going to tell you right now. All right, so anyway, I found fault with one of the four items that were outlined as some of the goals for this year. Sure, there are other things as well, but I thought you'd find that to be interesting. 888-302-3684. So let's get into the State of the Union itself. We'll pause for a moment, then we'll take apart some of the information that we are getting from various programs that Kenny has monitored, and then we'll take your calls on the State of the Union. What did you think about the president? Executive orders are a big part of this. The president is now is predictable, so say some. So anyway, we'll get into all of this as we have time. Lots of information and lots of opining here on the State of the Union at 14 after. This is the Thursday Good Day Show.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must beer for the Boston Massive responses.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The State of the Union front and center here on the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Kenny, what do we have for comments on the State of the Union that are fresh and new and exciting and vibrant? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And
I don't know how vibrant. Adrian says, the president took quite a beating from the House, but seems to find a way to dust himself off and move forward, and the State of the Union proved that.
Okay.
Nancy says, I watched Univision rather than suffer through the State of the Union, and I don't speak Spanish.
That's pretty funny. Got another one?
Yeah. Red says, if there was one thing we learned in the State of the Union, it's that Obama has a blurred perception of reality.
Well, everybody's reality is different. 888-302-3684. Remember, we get to the calls after we listen to a few pieces of sound from various programs, including this one hosted by Steve Scott, who talks here to Josh Gerstein's. All right, so I got to do another one. All right, let's try this one from host Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong. Here they talk to Delaware Senator Chris Coons about some of the things the president had to say that he thought were important.
President Obama sees raising the minimum wage as critical to taking our economy to the next level. Others say job creation is more of a key. What are your thoughts on that element of the State of the Union?
Well, I thought one of the stronger parts of the State of the Union speech last night was when the president challenged us to work together in a bipartisan way to move beyond just raising the minimum wage and to do things that can help invest in American workers, invest in strengthening their skills, invest in strengthening our exports, and in particular, invest in strengthening manufacturing. I asked the president in person 2 weeks ago to emphasize manufacturing. It's one of the stronger areas of economic growth in our country over the last 4 years, and it is a place where there are bipartisan bills here in the Senate and in the House that could be passed that would strengthen our path towards a more robust economic recovery.
The president will also call on Congress to make this a year of action. Is that merely a rally cry, or does it point to some of the divisiveness you're seeing on Capitol Hill right now?
Well, I was struck that the president laid out a theme that went back and forth between suggesting executive actions he would take and calling on Congress to act in a broader way, in a bipartisan way, to solve bigger problems. I think he is hopeful that there can still be progress on immigration reform, and I think he is hopeful there can still be progress, as I just mentioned, in building the middle class through growing manufacturing jobs and investing in skills for other jobs. So those were areas where he had a lighter touch. It was less partisan. It was more positive and more hopeful.
I just wonder sometimes, as you listen to some of these people, they're Democrats, so they have to toe the party line, sort of, but what they really think and what their constituents really think. And there's no unification here. There are as many different points of view as there are days in the week. So somebody like the state of Delaware is fairly progressive. You got to be fairly careful how you put your feet into the swamp, as it were. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this Truth Dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Sometimes it hurts instead. Oh, don't forget me. I'm back. I remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love. Sometimes it hurts instead.
Okay.
All right.
Why's she yelling at me?
I don't know. That was one of the contestants last night on American Idol, who may or may not have impressed the judges. I'm not sure too many viewers were impressed by that. I happened to watch a little of it, and I'll tell you, after that, very little of it. At any rate, that shows you sort of what the pool is like, as it's sort of paraphrasing, talking about politicians sticking their foot in the swamp. They better drain the swamp now. Because that's where you're getting a lot of these contestants from American Idol. All right, meanwhile, back to the State of the Union. Here's host Steve Scott with Josh Gerstein from Politico.com. He did some fact-checking on the president's State of the Union address.
First up, Obamacare. The president said, quote, more than 9 million Americans have signed up for private health insurance or Medicaid coverage. True or false?
Well, the number itself is true, but that made it sound like through Obamacare, this was the only way these people had gotten insurance. Some of them probably had insurance. Some of them may have lost their insurance because of these cancellation notices that have been going out. But some people may have just been switching plans. So it's hard to know what that 9 million figure really means.
Next up, climate trends. The president said, quote, over the past 8 years, the United States has reduced our total carbon pollution more than any other nation on Earth. Is that true?
So, again, strictly speaking, true. The U.S. was doing more of that carbon pollution than any other nation on Earth. So any change is going to probably be more than what other countries are doing. It has come down, but as the economy has ticked up in the last couple of years, the numbers have started to go up again. And the president also claimed that a lot of these reductions and the transitions to cleaner burning fuels are the results of his policies. And that's far from clear. It seems like more likely the trends towards, for example, fracking of natural gas, making that much, much cheaper, is responsible for less coal being burned rather than the president's policies.
On Iran, Mr. Obama said this, quote, unprecedented inspections help the world verify every day that Iran is not building a bomb. Is that accurate?
Well, the inspections are unprecedented. There's now daily access by the International Atomic Energy Agency to a bunch of different sites in Iran. So people are getting a closer look at that. To say Iran isn't building a bomb, again, I think is a dubious proposition. There's no question they have a nuclear program, and even under this short-term six-month deal, that program will go forward in many respects. Some aspects of it have been stopped. I guess the president is technically correct in the sense that no one says the Iranians have actually assembled a nuclear bomb yet, but if they can do so in a matter of a few weeks, that discrepancy or that difference may be a difference without much of a distinction.
Josh, as we wrap it up, I want to jump over to the Republican rebuttal. Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers said, quote, last month more Americans stopped looking for a job than found one. Is that accurate?
Well, it is true that the labor force, the number of people that are actually out there looking for jobs or say that they're ready to work, has been declining. It's not entirely clear what all the causes of that are, but a big chunk of the reason for that is simply the fact that the U.S. population is getting older, more baby boomers are retiring and taking themselves out of the labor market. So if the implication here is that the president's policies are responsible for people not looking for work or a lack of jobs or a lack of economic activity, there are a lot of other factors involved here that might be more significant than anything Mr. Obama is responsible for.
All right, so that's pretty interesting to listen to that. Politico.com is pretty much to the left most of the time. More on the State of the Union and your calls coming up here on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Recently, I had the opportunity to sit with some friends, and you know what? It really wasn't going all that well that day for them. And then one of the individuals quickly said, you know what? One day, we're actually going to sit back and laugh about this. And what do you think I said? Even before I give you the answer, how would you have answered that? Well, the way I said it was, you're right. One day, we will sit back and laugh about this. So, why not start now? Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? If something is not going bad, and you know, actually, if something is going bad, let me rephrase, and you know that it's going to get better, or you know that you're going to forget about it, and you know that you're going to sit back and laugh about it one day, well, for crying out loud, don't cry, laugh about it now. Get that sense of ridicule out of the system and get yourself back on a wonderful thought process. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On and somebody's home. This is the Doug Steffen State of the Union discussion. Actually, it's not the Doug Steffen, it's yours, but Doug Steffen happens to be a part of it, and so is Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington, helping us put all of this information together, dragging you into the conversation about the State of the Union, what you thought about it. As I said before, I think that there will be, when you're tallying up all of the interest in this, it'll be either the number one story or number two behind the Super Bowl this week in terms of attention paid by the news media and talk radio, talk television, that sort of thing. So let's get one more bit or a couple of pieces of info before we take your calls at 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Ken Altshuler talking to Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Her take on the President's State of the Union address, pretty interesting.
Senator, why don't you give us your overview on the speech?
I had mixed feelings. There were parts of the speech that were truly inspirational, such as the salute to the wounded warrior, the Army Ranger who had been wounded on his 10th deployment. And I think that the President's proposals to try to increase retirement savings that actually are similar to a bill that I'm introducing today with the chairman of the Aging Committee. I liked his emphasis on job training programs. But overall, I'm very concerned by what appears to be the president's determination to get his way, regardless of whether or not Congress agrees. And I think that's contrary to our constitutional system. It reminds me of when the president went around the Senate, circumvented the confirmation process to make his appointments to the National Labor Relations Board, something that was later struck down by two courts. So I'm very concerned that the president seems to be willing to implement policy by executive fiat rather than through the constitutional process of going through Congress.
On the other hand, President Obama has correctly said that Congress, not so much the Senate, but certainly the House of Representatives, has not been overly cooperative with him. And from his view, the only way to get anything done is to go around them. Can you at least appreciate his frustration with the House not cooperating or maybe seeing as their agenda not agreeing to anything he proposes?
Well, I share the president's frustration over the gridlock, and I've worked very hard to put together bipartisan groups of senators to get over that kind of paralysis. The fact is that presidents don't deal with Congress because they like dealing with Congress. They deal with Congress because that's the way our system is set up under the Constitution. They're not supposed to ignore or try to accomplish by executive order legislative priorities. We're the representatives of the people of the United States. And I think every president gets frustrated with Congress and vice versa, but most presidents recognize the limits of their authority, and they seek to cultivate relationships with Congress to bring us together so that compromises can be struck and policy can be enacted.
All right. There's some very, I always find her to be pretty much representative of the middle of the road, frankly. It's one of the reasons that I like her. By the way, listening to her talk about the executive actions and not wanting to work with Congress, but having to, so far in his term, President Obama has used 167 executive orders. That's the second lowest since Benjamin Harrison, who left office in 1893. George W. Bush issued 291. Bill Clinton issued 364. Ronald Reagan issued 381. Only George H.W. Bush has less. He issued 166 executive orders while he was in office. All right, last piece of sound comes from the television program The View, which had as a guest co-host yesterday Jay Moore, as they talked about the State of the Union address with him on the program.
He called this a year of action where he was prepared to act alone to tackle the country's economic problems without congressional approval. So what is it? What does this mean?
So let me give you a little background
on
President Obama and State of the Union. OK, because everything, according to him, was, you know, unemployment was down. This was everything was wonderful. But we did a little checking. Over 60% of Americans believe the nation is headed in the wrong direction, and they feel deep pessimism, even though he said this was great and that was great. And he failed to get any of his top 2013 State of the Union priorities, if anybody can remember. He talked about immigration reform, tighter gun control, lowering the corporate tax rate. None of that happened.
Well, it wasn't because he wasn't trying to get it done.
I probably the only person that enjoyed it because I didn't take it seriously. It's his last term. He's spouting all these things out. But I got to tell you, I did have some whoop whoop moments. I loved his income equality, saying women deserve equal pay for equal work.
Largest applause.
Yes, let's help out women because when they succeed, Americans succeed.
I was a little confused by the State of the Union. Everybody was standing up, sitting down, and applauding like crazy. I don't know if they were at mass or at 2.5 men.
That's how it always
is. So State of the Union shouldn't be like an applause break festival.
It's wonderful because even when you see the Vice President and John Boehner, that, you know, when it's something that the Democrats applaud for, they all stand up, the Republicans don't. They show an American hero, as they should, that everybody stands up. Otherwise, it's totally partisan.
Yep, that's true. 888-302-3684. President Obama's job approval rating is hovering around 40-41%, but for the nation's capital, interesting, because the polling data released this week by Gallup shows that the Obama administration is holding down an 81% job approval rating in the District of Columbia. The Gallup breakdown reflects a great divide in our country over the president, very popular in the East Coast cities, the big cities, and the state of Illinois and the state of Hawaii, but 60% there, I'm talking about Hawaii, approve of his job performance. Members of the Appalachian states suggest that the president is the least popular president we've had in years. State of Wyoming, general population gives him a 22% approval rating. According to Gallup, the states that approve and disapprove of Obama have not changed much, interestingly enough, over the years that he's been in office. I find that interesting. And so, I don't know if there's any big news there. Population of Washington and New York, a larger black population, big black population in Washington. And unfortunately, sadly, actually, this approval rating goes by color of skin more than what the job really is that he's doing. Having said that, let's get to some polling of our own. That's with your calls, 888-302-3684. Polling on what you thought about the president, the State of the Union on Tuesday night. Tom in Maryland gets us started.
I thought it was a terrible speech. He completely ignored the racial problems we have in this country. Thomas Sowell, who's a very good black writer, has said we have a race war going on here, and I think he's right. We have an epidemic of black-on-white crime. We have these knockout gangs going around hitting white people in the head, trying to knock them out with one punch, and our president has never said one word about that. It's about time that he starts speaking out. Alan West, another black man, said that Obama objectively hates white people. I agree with him on that.
All right. 888. 302-3684, comments to make you think, your thoughts. Cecilia in Illinois on the president's speech.
I thought the president's speech was actually boring. And last year, you know, you just felt this big surge of hope. And this year, all of the applause lines, I knew what he was going to say before he said them. And then the Republican response basically picked out his biggest applause lines and used it for their response.
888-302-3684. And good day, Mike in Oklahoma. Thoughts on the president?
I do not believe that a president should have the stroke of a pen to go ahead and offset Congress. I think that's a very dangerous road to go down. You're superseding both the Senate and the House. You're superseding where people can get together, could get together, and work together to bring better bills on both sides of the issue. But him doing this by himself, to me, is alienating both sides of this. It's creating a fourth branch of government, which our Constitution did not set up this way. I'm extremely afraid of this power. I don't want to see any president have that much power.
All right, David, Michigan, you like what the president had to say?
I listened to all of his speeches, and I enjoyed this. Some of the things I liked. I liked the $10.10 for the poorest workers, and I liked his opinion on women, because the women do need more money. It's a lot of single moms out there, and I think they do need more money, and I think the companies can afford it. And also, I enjoyed what he said about getting out of Afghanistan. I seen the soldier that was injured, and my heart went out to him. And I think we've done all we can over there. It's time for us to leave there. And I just enjoyed the president the whole night. I think he was conciliatory towards the Republicans. He didn't come out to fight with them. He came out to give a speech to bring us together. So I enjoyed it.
All right. You know what? It's kind of a tragedy, Kenny, that the callers who seem to reflect negatively, that obviously was a black caller and not particularly articulate, and I find it troubling, and I've said this before on the air any number of times, that often when we have calls that come in that are aimed at praising the president, there's a skew here. You know, I'm no fan of Mr. Obama and his administration, but it really troubles me that many, if not most, of the calls that we hear that are supportive of the president, that man was very uneducated. Now, you can listen to what he said, the way he said it, the articulation, things that just, you know, that beg us to look at the educational opportunities, or how it is that black men and women seem to come out of school with not the same degree of education. This may be, people say, this is dangerous ground for me to be walking on. I think it isn't. I think it's safe territory, because if you look at the dropout rate, and this is the reason I'm having this conversation, is because the president, with his identification as a black man, or at least partially black, and the opportunity that people would take to listen to him talk about the inequities in education, because there really are. This country is awash in horrible public school education. terrible. And most of it is in the black core part. I mean, I was talking earlier about Washington and New York, some of the big cities and how they have a larger black population than others. And if you look at the educational systems in these cities and how they approach the differences, why should there be a better school in Section A of Washington than in Section G of Washington? Why shouldn't all of the schools be exactly the same, with the same talent, the same requirements? But yet, we know it, but we know that in any number of cities, you can go into the black areas of the community, and the schools are run down. People say, well, that's because they don't have any respect for them. I don't know whether that's true or it isn't true. I don't even know which came first, the chicken or the egg, in this conversation. But I know continuing to allow there to be the discrepancy in educational opportunities for black and white people in our country is really disgraceful. And maybe even there's stronger words to be used than that. But under the circumstances, I find it very troubling that we have, and I don't know whether you think it speaks to, that's the kind of person that supports somebody like Obama. That's not my point. My point is that people are not being educated well in this country, so they sound inarticulate like that guy. And then we assign that to Obama and say, oh, people say, well, look at the way the people sound who approve of him. Which I think is unfortunate. So a comment that may or may not set well with you, but it's my thought, and that's I'm entitled to it as you're entitled to your thoughts at 888-302-3684 on Good Day, 13 before the hour.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just 50 bucks. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just 50 bucks. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Good news on housing. Thousands of low to middle income adults finally get the home ownership boost they need. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Americans are living their dream of owning a home thanks to LIFT programs, a collaboration between NeighborWorks America and Wells Fargo. The innovative multi-market LIFT programs have helped over 5,000 Americans become homeowners by providing vital home buyer education and millions of dollars in down payment assistance. NeighborWorks America's CEO Eileen Fitzgerald.
Successful homeownership means having a trusted advisor to help navigate the home buying process whenever questions come up along the way. With Wells Fargo, our LIFT collaboration is fostering homeownership while revitalizing neighborhoods.
Wells Fargo Vice President and LIFT Programs Manager Kim Smith-Moore.
We've made good progress and continue to provide resources and funds at our LIFT events to help transform lives and neighborhoods through home ownership.
For a program near you, log on to neighborhoodlift.com.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business,
You'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hello to the people listening in Virginia today to the Good Day program. How are things there? Arkansas, how do you do? Texas, South Dakota, Iowa, all taking in the Good Day info and conversation. It's 51 after the hour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Sounds like the theme to a bad TV show. Where did we get that? Actually, I kind of like it, though, in a sense. A little different. That's what we're about here, is taking on the issues of the day and having conversation a little different way. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kronhaus. Ken Kronhaus will be around later. Ken Kessler is here with me as we work our way into the discussion of winter weather, which I'm guessing will be number three this week behind the Super Bowl and the President's State of the Union. I'm guessing, just guessing, and we'll know more tomorrow, that the winter weather, which has set sort of most of the South, including Atlanta, on its butt. Snow, sleet, stopping traffic. Actually, by late in the day yesterday, after the crippling storm, things began to move a bit. Rescue officials, though, Kenny, were out having a hard time as the end of the day approached. There was some sun, a little melting, and then everything iced up again. Temperatures dropping to about 15 degrees overnight in Atlanta. Wow. I think they would be up in the 30s today. It's forecast to dip below freezing again tonight and then be up in the 50s tomorrow. And that seems to be pretty much the way that it's going to be pretty much all over the East Coast. So, let's get a sort of overview of this, starting out with Talk Host Joey McLaughlin with meteorologist Craig Miller on how unusual this weather has been this winter.
Now, is this actually the polar vortex, or was that just craziness a few weeks ago?
Oh, no. This actually it is. It's the return okay. of it. and it's something that we see throughout the winter. We haven't seen one in quite a while, though. The last few winters have been pretty mild.
Yeah, now this has been kind of an out-of-the-norm winter. Has it or has it not?
A little bit.
Okay.
Not that much. I think it's more of our perspective because of the last few winters being so mild. It's a little bit closer to typical, but the number of cold snaps that we're getting and the frequency of some of these lighter snowfalls is a little more than what we would typically see.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, when I was growing up, I remember it seemed like it snowed all the time. We had snow and big snows, and the last few years doesn't seem like that's been happening.
Not with the frequency like it did back in the past, and what we're seeing more, especially the last few winters, is we get some snow, some of them pretty big. Back in March, we had a huge storm that hit the area around Palm Sunday, but what we're seeing, though, is that when the snow falls, then it's just followed by warmer temperatures, and a lot of times the vast majority of it melts within a few days.
Is this going to be the pattern for the rest of the winter? Is that what it's looking like?
It's kind of looking that way, unfortunately. You know, a lot of us just want winter to be over with and get to some warmer temperatures. We're looking at some of our longer range outlooks here, and at least out into the middle of February, so at least for the next, you know, 2.5-3 weeks here, we are looking for much below normal temperatures to continue across, you know, a lot of the United States. This is affecting most of the lower 48 states. So it's just, again, it's that polar vortex has gotten farther south, and it just keeps sending little branches of it toward us here, and then we just plunge down with our temperatures.
Well, I mean, I said that how many weeks ago? I said, in essence, we're going to have another month or so till the end of February, and then it warms up and we have an early spring. Here are hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to reporter Josh Zach about the winter storm there.
We're hearing nightmare stories after this rare blast of snow, sleet, and ice. What's the story there? How much snow?
Well, first of all, we're still in North Carolina, and it's not a nightmare. We encourage everybody from the Buffalo area and New York State to come on down. It's beautiful, sunny, balmy. It's 18 degrees here.
You're not going to the beach today, are you?
No, and in fact, I'm glad you brought that up. I just got off the phone with a gentleman named Sam Walker who writes for the OuterBanksVoice.com. I had a really interesting talk with him about the storm that they received because they started getting bad weather before we did over on the coastal part of the state. They bought about 2 to 4 inches of sleet and freezing rain yesterday afternoon, which is now underneath another 1 to 4 inches of snow, depending on where they are. So they've got an extreme ice pack and slush underneath a powdery coat of snow. That is probably, in my opinion, the worst condition that I've heard about all morning since I've been at the station since about 4 a.m.
Boy, now, what's your forecast? Does it get better, or is it you're still in this for a while?
The forecast is that we are going to remain below freezing through tomorrow. The governor has issued a state of emergency for the state. He did that yesterday in order to mobilize necessary resources and to put the National Guard on standby. The reason they're doing that is because Wake County, where we are, only has about 50 trucks that can spread salt brine and try to do snow removal. It's kind of funny if you look at the roads here right now. Do you know what it looks like at midnight on Christmas Eve into Christmas when you go to midnight mass and
sure.
No one's out? That's what it looks like right now.
Oh, it's Christmas again. Oh, why didn't somebody tell us that, Kenny? It's Christmas again. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.